Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 13th of May, recording at 9:20 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly steady. China, which has been weak recently, bounced about 2%. And we had gains, a gain of more than 2%, actually, in Japan's Nikkei 225, but firm, generally, as I say. The European stock markets were mixed, a few up, a few down, no really big moves in here. And elsewhere, on Wall Street and in the Americas generally, we had seen some mixed performances, but then selling pressure picked up a bit, and after being roughly unchanged for most of the day, Wall Street closed down from 1 to 1.25% on the main indices. That puts the S&P back down at 1157.44. Now, in long-dated government bond prices, they were a little bit steadier in the USA against that background, and Europe gilts were just down a fraction, bunds were up a fraction. In currencies, we had a weak euro again today, lost at 125.28, and we had a weak sterling down to 146.18, that's down over 2 cents. And the yen was particularly strong in here today, so the dollar has fallen back to 92.72 against the yen. That's down half a yen. And in precious metals, we saw some profit taking here today, with gold currently down $5.25. That takes it down to $1,233.68, and we saw dips in platinum, but it's only off $8.3 as I speak. That's taken it back up to $1,739 after a dip down to $1,717 earlier in the day. And crude oil, that's soft. Eased back to just below the $74 level for NYMEX crude. The grain bean complex is a little softer. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, there's still a fair amount of nervousness around, but we have seen a pretty sharp rebound in some of the leading indices, taking them back up closer to their highs. And in the European markets, for instance, the German DAX index pushed quite close to its highs that it had seen last month. And I use that opportunity to reopen the hedge short that I had closed on Monday. And so we've seen these bounces off the 200-day moving averages. Overall, I think we're likely to see a bit more further ranging in here. I think it's unlikely that stock markets push strongly into new high ground at this stage, but equally, I think it's unlikely that we see stock markets collapse. Now that people have absorbed the shock of the SEC's move against Goldman Sachs, although there may be more banks implicated in weeks ahead, but that's at least partially discounted. Markets have also dealt with the shock of the accelerating crisis that we had seen in the European sovereign debt, the Southern European sovereign debt situation. And that has been papered over for at least the short term by the ECB's support package. Again, that does nothing to solve the long-term problem, but it buys a little bit more time, and it's also keeping interest rates low. It's flooded more liquidity into the markets, and that's not a bad environment overall for equities. So my hunch is that we're going to see markets perhaps ranging for a little while longer, but I do not think that this cyclical bull run is over. My worst case scenario would be that we would see just a long pause and ranging phase, probably mostly within the April highs and the lows that we had seen last week. But I still think that would eventually lead to renewed strength, because I think that monetary policy will remain generally accommodative. It has, incidentally, even in China, where most of the restrictions that we've seen are aimed at the property sector. So they are designed, in other words, just to curb property market speculation, and that needs to be done. But certainly the Chinese economy is not a bubble, nor is its stock market right now. Its stock market, some have been calling it a bear market. They were talking about the A-shares, and they are oversold. There's an interesting report from Goldman Sachs, which I'll be posting today, which has an extensive section on China, and I commend that to you. What else to mention here? Precious metals. I've done a review of gold today. Now, I won't repeat all that now. I mentioned some of it yesterday. But on a short-term basis, gold is a little bit overbought, and it has boiled over into possibly a short-term consolidation. But the technical action, as you know, has been extremely good. And I think that there's still scope for China to move higher up into that $1,300 to $1,400 level that I've been mentioning since the upside breakout in September of last year, before the seasonal window for gold closes. So it's very positive action in precious metals. I used that as an opportunity to increase my platinum long in here today. And anything else to mention that seems significant? In terms of overall background factors, we certainly don't have an overheating global economy. We have some quite robust growth in the Asian region and in some of the resources producers, but we still have these very soft OECD economies, although they have pulled out of recession, and the U.S. is one of the stronger ones currently and likely to remain so for a while longer. We have the low interest rates. We have the low long-dated government bond yields, so that's positive. There's certainly no dollar crisis. As a matter of fact, the next dollar mini crisis could be that it's a little bit too strong for the U.S. economy, but I would describe its influence right now as being neutral. So this is not the most reassuring economic background generally, because we know all about the debt problems, but it is a benign environment right now for corporate profits, particularly for international companies which are leveraged to the Asian growth story. And I think that pretty much covers all the bases that I had wanted to touch on with you this evening. So I'll just say, as I usually do, all the best to all of you.